Well, let's turn now to Kentucky, where Governor Steve Beshear has instructed county clerks to begin issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Now, there are actually several cases combined into one before the Supreme Court today. Plaintiffs from Kentucky, along with Michigan, Ohio, and Tennessee, had asked the court to overturn bans on same-sex marriage, and today, as we've said, the court did. Joseph Lord of Here Now contributing station WFPL, Louisville Public Media in Kentucky, is with us, and you were at a press conference earlier today with the plaintiffs. What was that like, Joseph?
Well, they were obviously jubilant. There was one plaintiff, Timothy Love, said he never thought that this would happen. He said that he'd been with his partner for decades, and now they're able to finally be married. I mean, they're planning an October wedding and actually had an impromptu informal proposal at the end of the news conference. Yeah. So they were all very happy.
Well, we just heard from an opponent of same-sex marriage saying that they are going to continue to try to win their rights of not having to interact, serve, do business with same-sex couples. We understand in your state there are LGBT advocates who are worried about a backlash against them.
Well, it's an interesting situation in Kentucky. Kentucky doesn't have any statewide anti-discrimination law regarding LGBT issues. So there are seven local communities, including Louisville, that have these laws, but it's about three-fourths of the state. There are no protections. One of the advocates said that he's concerned that a couple could be married on one day and they could be fired from their jobs the next.
Right. So I know that people are looking to pass anti-discrimination laws there. We'll continue to follow this huge story today. But meanwhile, Joseph Lord, WFPL, Louisville Public Media, giving us a taste of how it's received there in Kentucky. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Well, what a day of news, mm-hmm. Robin. But before we go this hour, we want to say a big thanks to our host this week in Texas, Texas Public Radio, Eileen Pace, Jack Morgan, Ruben Garcia, Joyce Slocum, Wayne Coble, and Elisa Gonzalez, all the staff and listeners here in San Antonio and at Houston Public Media, where we were earlier this week. Thanks to all. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Robin, I'll see you back in Boston on Monday.
And I can't wait to see what next week brings. I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.